Blog Talk Radio.
Information you can use, information that is hard to find, but it's definitely something that you can use. We put the keys to success right in your hand. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. Hardest working man in marketing. No one is in the whole entire area works harder than me. I am a fixture in this town, and I can help your business. Give us a call, 347-637-1577. Upcoming event, the world's largest networking event in the whole entire world, on the planet. It's never been done before, in the history of marketing. Come out and witness it. If you was there last Thursday, you saw history in the making. Nowhere can you go and promote your business absolutely free and do anything you want to do to promote your business. It is unbelievable. You can bring your flyers. You can bring your tickets. You can bring your iPad, your iPhone. You can collect any type of information that you need to enhance your business absolutely free. Put you in the room with 200 to 300 people, and you can enhance your Facebook page, your Twitter account. No matter what you do, it will help you. Threatening, non-confrontational. It's also opportunity where you can interact with other people. It doesn't matter whether you have the same business, whether you have the same website. It doesn't matter. What you have to do is promote yourself and promote your business. It's never been done before. When people came into the venue, they looked, they could not believe it. When they pulled out their flyer, someone was scared. Someone said, what do I do? How do I work it? What do I do? They got scared. But once they took the flyers out and realized nobody was going to tell them, put the flyers down. You can't pass that out here. Why you have this? Why you do this? None of that was existing. They could not believe it. If you were a singer, if you had talent, you could come up and display your talent absolutely free. If someone likes your talent, you can then get hired by them. Also, you had a CD. You could sell your CD. Walk around and sell your CD. Become the CD man. You can walk around and sell your CD. If you wanted to, you could go into the whole entire wine and spirit store and get any bottle of wine you want and bring it, take it, carry it by the neck of the bottle and walk into the restaurant and put it on your table like the cowboy days and open it up and drink it. Where can you do that? Nowhere in the history of marketing. Cannot be done. Marcus Johnson was there with his representative, and he has a brand new wine called Flow. He's a musician. Now he is a winery expert, and his wine is doing way better than his musician. That's the type of aspect you can see if you come out to the world's largest networking event on the planet. Nothing can be like it in the whole entire world. November 14th, I want you to be there, spread the word. Give me a call, 347-637-1577 is the air. But if you want to give me a call off the air, it's 202-445-1131. We've got tables available. The tables are going like hotcakes. I'm going to add more tables. We ran out of table space last time, and now we're going to run out of space again. I'm also going to have what they call the speed networking effect. The speed networking effect, the effect where you can go and sit down, and I'll give you 5 minutes, and I'll say speed, and you can switch the thing and go just like speed dating, but it's called speed networking effect. You can talk to somebody within 5 minutes, within an hour, you'll be able to talk to at least 25 people or maybe 50 people or more that you can interact with and definitely hand a business card. Some people are shy. They still don't understand the effects of networking. We're going to have the networking debut teaching actual class at WAPA. You can come by. I broadcast live from WAPA. It's on Georgia Avenue, 6230 Georgia Avenue. They're beautiful coffee shop effect we're there in the mornings. You can come by probably on the third Wednesday of next month. We're going to have the actual class where you can sit down and we'll teach you how to network and how to Twitter your account, how to Facebook your account, and how to actually interact with people at a networking event. It'll be a networking class. Some people don't know how to network. I was born a networking guru. Even in the military, when I used to go to a place cold, somebody would ship me somewhere. The United States Air Force would ship me somewhere, and I would go there and didn't know a soul. I would be in a strange area, a strange land, a strange country. Most people sat in the barracks, or most people went out in groups. They would hang out. Guys would hang out in groups. They would go. I was always the solo man. But I could walk downtown to an area that was supposed to be off limits, cold, and network my way into the restaurant, into the venue, whatever it was. I was welcome. I could go into a restaurant cold, never been there in my life. Before I know, I'm sitting out having a glass of water. Didn't have to buy a meal, but I can network my way into talking to the manager. Some people don't have that gift. They have to know how to network. They have to know what network is about, what to approach. It's just like dating. Some guys don't know how to date, don't know how to approach people. They have opening lines. There's opening lines to networking, how to walk up into an area. I don't care whether it's a Chinese reception. I don't care whether it's a Jewish reception. I don't care whatever the reception is, you should be able to walk in cold, and you should be able to stand there and before they know, going to ask you who you are or why you're here, and then you should be able to tell them and stay there. You should never be able to be put out somewhere. In other words, if somebody comes, why are you here? Do you have an invitation? And then they escort you out. Why would you be escorted out? You should be able to network your way in. I don't care what the affair is. You could walk downtown to a hotel that's got big signs up, say, hey, there's a reception here going on for the doctors of University of Maryland, whatever. You say, hey, you met me to be a doctor. You should walk in and network your way in and say, hey, I'm not a doctor, but I'm a police officer, or I used to be in the military, or I used to do this, I used to do that. And you can network your way in. And now you're in. So you should network your way through life, really. Networking is a way of being alive, and I will teach you that. I'm the world's greatest networker. I'm the world's hardest working man in marketing. I'm the world's interaction with people. People know me because of my networking skills. They don't know who I am, but my name is household. So you should be the same way. I put people in seats, drive people to your website, and get you an invite when you be branded. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Number here is 347-637-3051. We're going to be right back. Spread the word. Welcome back. The chat room is blowing up. Lady in the chat room, Twitter account is I am alive. She's saying she wants to know when's the next event. We just announced it on the air. The next one's going to be November 14th. It's going to be at Old Line Wine and Spirits Bistro. Old Line has some of the best food in the whole entire world. That food is really, really off the chain. It's a sleeper. People ride up US-1, they don't know it's there. It does not look like a restaurant. It does not look like a bistro. If you don't know, you don't know. It used to be the old Circuit City. But people go there for lunch, and we're going to drive people there for lunch. We'll be broadcasting there live sometime in November for lunch. We're going to have a lunch networking outlet. The food is so good and so delicious that people really don't even mind the price. The price point is really good, but it's also delicious. But the restaurant is a sleeper, so we're going to wake the restaurant up. We're going to let people know where it's at. But it's 11011 Baltimore Avenue. We'll be there on November 14th, expanding the restaurant. This is holiday season. November is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Don't wait till the last minute to really buy your things that you need to enhance your Thanksgiving dinner, your wine, your spirits, anything you need, you should get them early. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't run around trying to get this. Oh, I didn't get the champagne for New Year's Eve. Buy it now. Buy it now. Things tend to go up when it gets in demand. But if you buy it now, also we have some of the awesomest vendors, business people, that's going to be there. And most of our venues are African-American. African-American venues, small businesses who really are starting out. They're networking. We have Bez Auntie's Cakes. She makes a mean cake, and she'll be coming back. We have Copycat. Copycat will be there doing all the copying, all the printing. She's printing. She still prints. In 1978, 79, I started printing. And printing was something that was established. You had to have it. You had to have a flyer, a business card. You had to have information disseminated with, in print. Print is really on its way out, but people still need some kind of literature, some kind of brochure, some kind of business card, and she does it all. She does it all. Look for the debut of Be There Magazine in print. Be There Magazine in print through Copycat. I used to come out 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning just to put the newsletter together, stripping it, getting the negatives, putting the photographs, laying it out. There was no computer. There was no computer. Carlos Copycat has digital printing computer. You don't have to do that no more. She can do it for you, and she's going to do it for us. We're going to be debuting Be There Magazine in print. Russell Price, the publisher, hardest working man in marketing, and you can get in the first issue. It should be debuted on November 14th. We're going to make sure it happens. I'm going to make sure it happens, and you'll be part of history. So get your ad in Be There Magazine in print. Get your ad in Be There Magazine in print. I'm going to have the triple threat package, print, radio, and display. You'll get it all. You can get an ad in the magazine, on the radio, get a table, the triple threat ad package. I'm only going to give it to the first 10 people who call me off the air, 202-445-1131, the triple threat package, advertising package. This is Russell Price. I'm the heartbreaker man in marketing. You listen to the Russell Price Morning Show. Tune in every morning from 10 to 10:30. We're going to make sure that you get to know what you need to know. When I come back, I'm going to give you some information on how you can improve your business and what you can do as far as marketing. We'll be right back. Money, 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 money. welcome back, welcome back. The Christmas party is December 4th. December 4th at Policy. December 4th at Policy. The Christmas party. No one does a Christmas party like Russell Price Jr. No one does a Christmas party like Russell Price Jr. If it's a party, if it's a Christmas party, and you missed a Christmas party, then you missed it all. That's why we do it the first week in December. We don't wait to the second week, the third week. We don't do it among all the office other parties, all the stuff that's going on in the Christmas holiday spirit. We kick the spirit off. We kick it off. And when we kick it off, it's unbelievable. People aren't even thinking about Christmas, and all of a sudden, bam, it's in their face. It's Russell Price's Be There magazine Christmas party. They say, wow, I know Christmas is coming, but phew, it's boom, it's here. I might even have it next year, the 1st of December. I'm going to kick it off before anybody thinks about Christmas in their mind. It's in our mind. Christmas time of the year for Be There magazine. It's when we do the People's Choice Awards, and I make sure that the people who were there becomes aware. You're going to know who was there. I will make them aware every year. Who's going to be the man of the year? Who is going to be the business of the year? Who is going to be the one who supported the most? Who can, every time I have an individual that comes to my events, every time she comes, she hands me an envelope. Who is that individual? You'll know at the Christmas party. You'll know the individuals who worked hard and densely, who moved the chairs around, who took the time to put the tablecloths on, who's the one who swept the floors. You'll know who these people are at my Christmas party. You'll know who Be There Magazine Woman of the Year is. You'll know who Be There Magazine Man of the Year is. You will know who these people are. You're also going to know the men that make a difference. There's the men that came out to our fairs throughout the year. We are now attracting not only women, we're attracting men of caliber, men who are making a difference, men who now are being supported and branded by Be There Magazine. You'll see them all at the Be There Magazine Christmas Party 2012, 2013. You'll see them all. Don't miss the Be There Magazine Christmas Party. Cosmo De Facto. Cosmo De Facto. He is a DJ. Beyond a DJ. There's no DJ in this town that did not come through Russell's News, Be There Magazine, or The City Guy. If there's a DJ alive, it came through Russell's News, Be There Magazine, or City Guy. Now, Cosmo De Facto. More than a DJ, he's a musician. But he's a musician with a heart. He's a man with a heart. Not only can he compose music, he sold his CDs like it was hotcakes at the world's largest network event. People came up to him. They were autographing. Once I co-signed, once I endorsed, once I explained to him who he is, people can see you but don't know who you are. My job is to brand you, get you to know who you are, and let people know what you do. And once I co-signed Cosmo, I've been knowing Cosmo for over 40 years. Over 40 years. He used to have his own banquet hall, warehouse. We used to go there, and Cosmo would sit up high at the DJ booth. This is before the computer, before the laptop. He put his work in. He had the records. He had the equipment. And when he pulled up to that truck last Thursday, the big, almost 18-wheeler truck, and offload the equipment, he was there, set up professionally. This is what you're talking about now. He's a DJ more than a DJ, and he will be honored on December 4th. We're going to give him his props because, number one, he was there. He came to me, and he was there, and that's what it's all about. Christmas is about giving back, This is about recognizing, and we're going to recognize, and we've been doing this for over 31 years. I started this magazine 31 years ago, recognizing the common man. There was no magazine in this town that recognized the common man. You had Ebony, and you had Jet, and you had the Washington Informer, and you had a couple of other black papers and whatever, but there was no Russell's News. Russell's News went to the common man, the common woman, and we put them in the magazine, and the rest is history. And we're still doing it again. We're spotlighting people that nobody would have never knew, and now they know who they are because of the work that we've done. And the work is good. The work is positive. The work is what's happening, and we're going to make sure it stays that way because this is Russell Price Jr. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. The phones are jumping. We'll be right back. Take some calls. He's also doing websites now. If your website's not right, you're not right. Get your website right. Anyone can have a website. A website means absolutely nothing. People are selling websites every day. Millions of people are buying websites every day because now the thing is you have to have a website. Well, what is your website doing for you? I always say, and I've been putting up websites for over 20 years, I always say this, does your website have sites? Does your website have sites? I don't care how good it is, bells and whistles. I don't care if you go hire the biggest website designer. I don't care if they pour in things and the thing spits out at you and all kind of things are going on the website, all kind of flashes and flash drives. What does that mean? Does your website have sites? Is anybody looking at your website? Are they coming to your website for information? That's what it's all about. Can you put something on your website and everybody says, I want that, or I want to do this, or I need this, or what's the quote of the day? What's he saying? What's she saying? Websites mean nothing if no one is looking at them. And that's what I do. I drive people to your website. I put people in seats. Cosmo now builds websites. Cosmo de facto builds websites. And he just did Greg Cooper's website. Mr. Greg Cooper. Mr. Greg Cooper is the Cooper. He's a man who can really does things that no one ever knew because he's been doing it for over 31 years. He was the comedian, the MC. I call him Mr. Dynamite. He's been doing it for over 31 years, way before individuals who you know are successful. He paved the way. That somebody has to pave the way. Just because you see somebody big or doing somebody good or somebody is extremely well known or they've got the following. Right now, Steve Harvey has over 10 million listeners in the morning, 10 million listeners. But before Steve Harvey, it was the Time Joyner Morning Show. The Time Joyner Morning Show. He paved the way for Steve Harvey. Before Steve Harvey, before Michael Bazin, it was the Russell News. Russell's News paved the way on the radio with Kathy Hughes. There was no such thing as late night talk on WOL. It's a part of history. Nobody knows that. If you tell somebody, oh, that's not true. Yes, it is true. There was no such thing as late night talk on WOL. I created that. I made that a possibility. It's called paving the way. And then somebody says, well, we can maybe we can talk about relationships. Maybe we can do that. Black radio can do that. You had a Howard Stern. You had people. You had white radio and black radio. It's two separate things. There is no major force in black talk radio today. There is no black Rush Limbaugh. No black Rush Limbaugh, because we don't understand the power of talk radio and the power of talk radio. But talk radio is still powerful. That's why we have the Russell Price Morning Show. It's powerful to give you information and to empower you to understand your business can do better. Your life can be better. Your world can be better. Create something, make a difference. Do people know who you are and what you represent? When I was a Prince George's County police officer, all I had to do was wake up in the morning, put on my sand belt, my gun, pin on my badge, put my 14-karat gold pins in my lapel, and walk out into my cruiser. And before I got a half a block, somebody would say, "That's the police." They knew who I was. They would say, "That's the police." You know why? Because I had all the fixings and all the equipment and everything to say. They didn't know who I was personally, but they would say, "They go to police." And as I rode out my complex, my condo, when I got onto the 202, people would stop. They would slow down. You know why? They knew who I was. There is the police. You have to do that with your life. When you walk into a room, who is that person? There's Russell. Now they look at me and they say, "There's Russell. He is the hardest working man in marketing." When I was in the United States Air Force, I got up out of my barracks, I put on my uniform, my stripes were on my sleeve. They knew I was a sergeant. They said, "That's a sergeant." When I walked out off the base in uniform and I went down to the corner store in North Carolina. When I don't know people in North Carolina, but when I walked into the store, somebody would say, "Thank you for your service to your country." That's a soldier. Know who you are. Make people know who you are. If you don't have a uniform like the Air Force, you don't have a police uniform like Prince George's County Police, you have a suit. People can look at you and say, "That's a businessman. He's wearing a suit." But more than that, if you hand them your card and your name is on it, your name should come before the fame. Your name should come before the fame. They should know who you are. So this is a branding tip. Make sure that you know who you are and then let people know who you are. If you can do that, you can go through this life like a breeze. The world will never be sad to you. You'll never have to have worry about conflict. You won't have to worry about things happening to you. Nobody won't have to bully you. Nobody won't have to put you down. You won't have any self-esteem problems. You won't have any situations where you feel like you're nobody. All that stuff won't come because you've already created yourself to be somebody. Once you know who you are and people know who you are, then it's a bliss of life. Life is a bliss of life. I am 65 years old. I'm going to close with this. 65 years on this earth. It's been a blast, a total blast. Even when you had the so-called heartaches, what people consider heartaches, setbacks. Willie Jolly, one of my greatest friends, has a book out called "A Setback is Just an Ideal Way of a Comeback." You don't have, there's no such thing as a setback, because if you set back, you got to come back. Now, if you set back and stay back, that's on you. But you can always come back. So, but here's the key. It's easy to come back if somebody knows who you are. If nobody knows who you are, Dick Gregory had a setback. Had a set, good friend of mine, a setback. But he had Dick Gregory. People knew who he was. So when he came back, all he did was go to Kathy Hughes and say, "I'm Dick Gregory." She didn't know how much of a setback he had. She knew he was Dick Gregory. So all of a sudden, bam, now he can take that name, Gregory, catapult it to another whole level. Nobody has to know that you have a setback if they know who you are. That's the key. Brand yourself. Let people know who you are. when the setback comes and they see you, they don't know the setback is there. Because you know what? They know who you are. So you can walk into a place, even though it's a setback, you can walk to the place and say, hey, I am so-and-so. When they see you, they say, oh, that's so-and-so. He used to have the biggest yacht. Or I've been to his house. He had a $1 million house. I have friends that had $1 million houses. They may not have a $1 million house today, but when they walk into a room, they don't know that. They will say, hey, that's the guy with the $1 million house. That's the girl who has the $8 million ranch. Bob Johnson's wife, ex-wife, got $6 billion when they got divorced. She has a big ranch out there in Virginia. The average person, I've been to her ranch 4 or 5 times. I've never been to her ranch. But she got a big old ranch, horses, a whole 9 yards. And she lost it tomorrow. All she's got to do is walk into another establishment and say, I'm Bob Johnson's ex-wife. They don't know she lost the ranch. You know what I'm saying? They know that she was married to Bob Johnson. And Bob Johnson is a billionaire, one of the first black billionaires in Washington, D.C. I was there when he became his first, when his first billion became made at BET. We were together doing the show together with Donnie Simpson. So make a long story short, Donnie Simpson, another example. Donnie Simpson, when he got off the radio, they told him he cannot come on the radio for 3 years. He had a 3-year no-compete clause. 3 years. Because if Donnie Simpson off the air, he could have started another radio show the next day and took the whole entire audience. That he had a non-compete clause for 3 years. Donnie Simpson has not been on the radio for over 4 or 5 years. But still, when you say Donnie Simpson, they don't see that. He's already branded himself. They look at Donnie Simpson and what he was. You know, people don't believe that. You got to understand, you got to brand yourself. Brand yourself. Russell Price Jr. is branded. So I want you to brand you. Give me a call off the air, 202-445-1131. The triple network package will be yours. And you will, I will make sure that 300 people know who you are on the 14th of November. BeThereMagazine.com. Money.